Now we'll move to the second section of compulsory education, years and stages to attend. 现在我们将进入义务教育的第二部分，上学的年龄和阶段。By law, all children of compulsory school age 5 to 16 must receive a full-time education that is suited to their age, ability, aptitude and special educational needs. 根据法律，所有义务教育适龄的孩童5岁到16岁必须接受与其年龄、能力、才能和特殊教育需要相适应的全日制教育。Until 1988, schools were free to decide what they taught their pupils, with religious education being the only compulsory subject.
直到1988年，学校都可以自由决定教导内容，当时宗教教育是唯一的必修课。
As a result of the Education Reform Act 1988, the National Curriculum of England was developed and then introduced in 1992. Its aim was to make sure that all pupils had a balanced education by stating the topics that should be taught and the standards expected to be attained by pupils.
而作为1988年教育改革法案的结果，英格兰的国家教程在1992年制定并且引入，它的目的是确保所有的学生都受到均衡的教育。课程中标明了应该教授的主题和学生被期望达到的标准。
The national curriculum defines four key stages, which break down as follows. Key stage 1, for years 1 and 2, up to age 7, also early years.
这份国家课程规定了四个教育的关键阶段，具体如下：第一学习阶段，包括一年级和二年级，七岁以下的，以及学前。
Key stage 2, for years 3, 4, 5 and 6, age 7 to 11, primary.
第二学习阶段，三四五六年级，七到十一岁，小学。
Key stage 3, for years 7, 8 and 9.Age 11 to 14, secondary.
第三学习阶段，七八九年级，十一至十四岁，中学。
Key stage 4, years 10 and 11, age 14 to 16, secondary.
第四学习阶段，十和十一年级，十四至十六岁，中学。
The foundation stage, which represents early years learning, became part of the national curriculum in 2002.
在2002年，代表学前的基础阶段，即三岁至学前班，即一年级前，成为了国家课程的一部分。
Key stage 1 and 2 are usually taught in primary schools, and key stage 3 and 4 are usually taught in secondary schools.
第一、二学习阶段通常在小学授课，第三、四学习阶段通常在中学授课。
Most pupils transfer from primary to secondary school at age 11 years.
大多数学生是在11岁从小学转入中学。